Yeah, this is the last week of our series. So what have we been talking about for the last several weeks? Who remembers?
Rooted.
All right. What was the main focus? What have we been focusing on?
Being rooted.
Yes, being rooted. The growth series. Yeah.
And.
But what have we been talking about when it pertains to being rooted? You're nice. You're funny. You're smart.
Oh,
you're loving.
Yeah. Use what you had to like share the gospel. I can't remember.
No. Outgoing. We've been talking about character traits. Of somebody that is rooted in Christ, all right? And the verse that we've been using, the verse is Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. What are some of the character traits that we've gone over to this point? Walk ye in him. This is week one. When you're told to do something, you're being what? And you do it. What are you being?
Obedient.
You're obedient. Okay. And then rooted and built up in him and established in faith. When you do something all the time, when you're told to, even when you're not told to, you show up to church every Sunday, you're being... Well, you're consistent, yeah, responsible, established in faith. You're faithful, okay? And then last week, what did we talk about?
Last week?
Filling up your cup, abounding therein. You remember the illustration? Love, yes, love. That was the character trait last week. Okay, so what do most of you think of when you hear the word Thanksgiving? First thing that comes to mind?
November.
Food, November, yeah. The holiday.
Isn't it 26th?
Friends.
I think it's 25th. Friends, family. Okay. Around Thanksgiving time, do any of you guys, do you ever go around the table for dinner? Like, you pray over the meal or whatever. Does anybody ever go around the table and just, like, say things that you're thankful for?
Not that I can remember.
You do?
Like, once or twice.
Once or twice? That's something I remember doing as a kid. We would go around the table and everybody would say something that they're thankful for, you know? So what do you think, like, with that being said, what do you think our last character trait is going to be?
Thankful,
Thanksgiving. Like, we just went around the room saying things that we were thankful for in our game, right? Things that we're grateful for. So let's turn to Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. If you have the church Bible, let everybody know what page it's on. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. We're going to be in... Yeah, good try. We're going to be in chapter 7. Back towards the back of your Bible.
Two.
1574 is the page number of the church Bible.
1574, if you have the church Bible.
No, I'm not, bro. Chapter 2, Colossians, 1574.
All right. It says, rooted and built up in him, established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. That's where we're going to be focusing today. Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Being grateful, spending time with somebody and being thankful for what they're doing, being joyful. Now turn to Colossians, to Colossians 3, verse 17. You slip over one page.
Yeah. Verse 17.
When you're there, raise your hand. Who wants to read it for me? Oliver? Oliver's got you. Read it for me, buddy.
17.
Yep. Okay, what does that verse mean to you? What is it saying? What's that verse saying to us? And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. What is, like, what comes to you when it says, what is that verse telling you were saying?
In everything you do, show that you're a Christian.
Kind of, yeah. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it saying in some of the things that you do? In all things, in whatsoever you do, everything, in deed and in word. So life isn't always rainbows and butterflies, right? Like stuff happens in the day to day. You get a new pair of shoes, you get mud all over them. That's a bummer. You're one of your best friends, for whatever reason, is mad at you. You don't know why. They're just not talking to you today at school. Bummer, right? Sometimes you just have a bad day. Things aren't going your way. You wake up, can't get your hair fixed in time, or you're a little late. You gotta go to school with, you know, your pajamas on, heck, I don't know. I guess that's kind of popular. That was when I was in school. But, you buy a bag of Skittles from the vending machine. You go to open it, and it just, Skittles everywhere. Whole bag of Skittles on the floor.
Or it just like, doesn't come out of the vending machine.
Or it doesn't come out of the vending machine. It gets stuck, right? All right. All them things, pretty hard to be thankful for, right? Like that, the verse we just read, it says, in whatsoever you do, be thankful. Well, life isn't always great. It's not always easy to be thankful. Sometimes it's just downright hard to be thankful when things like that happen to you. But this passage says, in whatsoever you do, in word or deed, in whatsoever you do. In everything that you're doing, you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So someone who is rooted in Christ chooses to be grateful even when the circumstances would other times warrant differently. When you get mud on your shoes, you know, it's hard to be thankful for that. But find the positive in that situation, you know. Like, now they're dirty, so I don't have to worry about where I walk as much. Or you spill the bag of Skittles and you're like, well, the dentist, the last time I saw her, she told me, you know, to eat less candy. Your friend is avoiding you and you don't know why. Maybe something's going on and this is them wanting you to come and ask them about it. You know, and that's the only way they know how. It's easy to be thankful when something good happens. When you win a prize, even if it is, you know, not as cool as the sick pens that you passed up, you know. it's easy to be thankful when things are good. But being grateful and being thankful when times are hard, this is what God desires from us. He wants us to give thanks for all things, like always. Ephesians 5:20. Turn there if you can. Not if you can, just turn there. It's just a couple, like two chapters back.
Ephesians 20?
Yep, just literally a few pages back. Ephesians 5, verse 20, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't say Ephesians 20. My bad if I said the wrong one.
You silly goose.
Read it when you're there, Link.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Giving thanks always. This is the kind of gratitude that God desires from us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Another verse. It's Thessalonians is right after Colossians. We're bouncing around right in the same. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We're not bouncing too far in our Bibles.
18?
Yep.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, Lincoln, and you, Jacob, and you, Oliver, and you, Elias, and you, Miss Kendra. This is the will of God for all of us. God desires for us to be grateful in the hard times and in the good times. When we're loving God and we're abiding in Him and walking with Him obediently and faithfully, then, like, our lives start to change. Things in our life start to look differently. We begin to become new creatures in Christ. How many of you guys have heard that term said at church? If all of you don't raise your hand, I feel like you're lying to me. because I feel like that verse, or that new creatures in Christ has been said all the time, or pretty regularly. Yeah, and so when we're being thankful in everything, when we're being grateful for things, even the bad things that happen, trying to find the positive in even the bad situation, our lives start to change. Our heart starts to change because we're being worked over. Sometimes, like when people, most people would just give up on the situation, and you find the good in it, the reason to be thankful, then you have just like a different kind of peace about you, given the circumstances. Colossians 3, we read verse 17, but just look a couple, two verses up in verse 15. Back to Colossians. A couple pages, that's all it is. Verse 15. Elias? Read it. I'm not there yet. I'm looking at it. Oh, you're good. Colossians 3, verse 15. Awkward pause.
Are we playing for Elias, or can anyone do
this? You want to read it, Oliver?
I'm saying I've been there, Robbie.
All right. You've been there for 5 minutes? Holy moly. Go ahead, read it.
15.
Yep.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful.
And be thankful.
I wasn't flipping because I was trying to take notes.
Gotcha. You're good, buddy. And let the peace of God rule in our hearts. The peace of God rule in our hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. When you fully put your trust in God, when you're all in, completely invested, then you start to realize that things just aren't that deep. That's the new saying, right? That's the thing right now. Yeah, it's just, it's not that deep. I hear it said pretty regularly at my house. We don't have to get upset when things aren't going our way. It doesn't mean, though, that you can't be, it doesn't mean that you have to be thankful that something bad happened to you. Like, you don't have to be thankful that you got mud on your shoes. You don't have to be thankful, when something unfortunate bestows you. But you could look at it from a different perspective. Like, be thankful, you forgot to pack your lunch. You're hungry, you're having a bad day, but you can be thankful that at least you had a lunch to pack, or that there are some kids in the world, you know, you got mud in your shoes. There's some kids in the world that don't even have shoes. There's kids that have worse circumstances than you have. People who will spend eternity in hell burning in the lake of fire because they don't know Jesus Christ. So, yes, like, you don't have to be thankful or grateful that something bad happens to you, but you can have a grateful heart attitude towards it. When you're indwelling in Christ, when you're abiding, you know, doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. Being rooted in Christ allows you, us, to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. And we can do so thankfully. But what happens to us, like, what happens in your life when you're not thankful? Like, what is something, like, what comes upon us when we start to walk around with just, like, a negative attitude? Any ideas? Like, what happens to you when you just start to be ungrateful? You know, can you think of just some things?
You die.
You die? That's pretty deep, but I mean, it's not off the words. You take it out on other people. It's not that deep, but you start to have just like a negative connotation of the day. You know, and we're Christians, right? Like, we believe in God. We know that God's going to get the glory from everything that happens to us. So, Romans chapter 1, verse 21. This will be a precursor to something I got for you, but this is kind of what happens to us when we start to not give thanks to God. 1 verse 21. When you're there, read it. 1, Romans 1, verse 21. Are you there? No? Romans, middle of your book. Hold on, Oliver. Let's see if somebody else can get there first. Or get there too.
Wait, what is it? Romans 1, what?
Verse 21. Yeah. We need to do some sword drill so we can all be faster at turning pages in our Bible.
Oh, no. That one, because that when they knew God, they glorified him, not as God, neither were thankful,
and their foolish heart was darkened. What is it? So that verse, read it out loud. Like, what does it mean to you guys? What is that verse saying?
Words.
Read it out loud. What is it saying to you? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but because vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. So when we know God, but we're not thankful for everything that he's doing for us, then our hearts are darkened. When we turn away from God and what he's doing in our lives, when we aren't thankful for the very breath that he puts in our lungs each and every day, we become vain or prideful. So we start to think like, I'm the reason that all the good is happening in my life. Or it's just bad luck that these things are happening to me. That maybe it's somebody else's fault. You start to lay blame on other people. You start to not take accountability for your actions. You start to either think all the good things in your life that are happening are because of your own accord. And this is where the devil, this is when he starts to begin to pick and to prod and to pry in our lives. Does everybody remember the cup last week?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And we were talking about abiding. What happens when we abide in Christ?
We overflow.
Our cup begins to fill up, yeah?
And
when you're abiding in him and your cup is filling up, eventually it overflows. I just need a little bit in this. Oh, yeah. I need water in that. Our cup begins to overflow. Well, I got another illustration for you guys. A little demonstration. Similar.
Just trust,
yeah, like he says. This one is going to be that. Alright.
Stop hitting me.
Sorry, I was ill prepared. It's not sizzling. Miss Kendra's getting water.
Oh. Stop hitting her.
You got food,
Alright. We're abiding in Christ. We're doing the things that we know we should be doing, alright? We're filling our cup.
Boys, get off your phone.
Okay? Our cup is filling up, right? And we have, what do we have here? What is that?
Water.
Water, clear, drinkable water, right?
Can I drink it?
When we start to be ungrateful, when we start to think that we're the reason for our goodness, when we start to think that because of the things we're doing in our life, what starts to happen?
Chemical reaction.
Sin starts to creep in, you know, and our cup becomes full. And now what do we got?
Why does that seem like
blue water.
Blue water, dirty water, ungrateful, muddy, dirty, nasty water, okay? So, we know that God desires for us to be thankful. Stop. Please don't do that. That's going to mess up my demonstration, bro. It's all right. Well, hopefully it'll still work. When we stumble, we get sin in our lives, and it begins to cloud us up, and we find ourselves being ungrateful, okay? The only way to clean our lives back up is to do what? Yeah, we'll start abiding in him. Yeah, start being thankful. We need to, you know, get into our Bible to pray, to do the things that we know are right. And then what happens? The water starts to become clear again, right? The more that we fill our cup, eventually the cloudiness just goes away. Except for the dirt clot that Lincoln decided to put in there.
It's muddy and dirty now.
Okay, yeah, but
why
our cup
even
is
put
clear.
In there?
Huh?
What did you even put in there?
Mud. Just mud.
Oh, God put in like a coin or a cookie.
Okay.
A cookie?
Elijah, your phone.
Why would I wish
I put it? I tried to give you guys something to be practical, something to be applicational. We know that when we are thankful, God changes our heart, and he gives us a certain kind of peace when difficult situations arise, all right? And we saw what can happen in our lives when we start to be unthankful, all right? Our things become cloudy. We start to take things upon ourselves. So I have a few questions for you guys, I guess, and a little bit of engagement would be great. What are things in your lives that you can find it hard to be, like, grateful for? Like, we went around the room and we played the game, and we listed off things that we were grateful for. What are things that in your life that are hard to be grateful for? Go ahead.
My brother and sister.
Your siblings?
Yes. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
What else? What do you got? Anybody, anything else besides siblings?
Sicknesses.
Chores? Did you say chores?
Taxes.
Sickness. Yeah. All right. Why do you think that it's hard for those things? Like, why do you think it's hard to be grateful for in those times?
Because
they suck. Because they're annoying.
You don't even pay taxes, Ethan.
Yeah,
you
but if my dad didn't have to pay taxes, I could have an e-bike.
All right. What else? Come on. Why is it hard? Why is it difficult to be grateful for your siblings?
Because they're
super
annoying.
Yeah,
and they argue all the time.
I don't like his dog.
All right.
We're getting off
shelter. So how many of you guys, all the things that you listed off, how many of you guys are actually applying the habits that we talked about in the last series, the water series?
What habits?
The habits. You don't even remember the habits, so you're obviously not applying.
I remember the habits.
No, bueno, niño.
Shh. Stop. What is this?
A board.
What is this? This is our memory verse for the month, okay? Memorizing scripture. Actually praying. How many of you actually pray? Daily, at night, before bed. Yeah? Okay. How many of you are reading your Bible, getting into the Word? At least once. A week, a day, something. How many of you are actually doing it? Okay? We have to be intentional with the things we're getting. All the things that you hear at church, all the stuff that we're getting, the information, you don't just want to sit through service week in and week out getting valuable information and just not doing anything with it. The things that we talk about in here on Sundays, week to week, those are, they have to be somewhat applicational to you. You have to apply them to your life or you're not going to get nothing out of it. So next week, that's the last of our Rooted series. Next week, we're going to get into a series on growth. So this week, all of us should just try to give thanks to God in like something that happens in our life. Something that isn't easy. Like your siblings, Ethan, the taxes that you have to pay, you know, try to be thankful, you know, even though you have to pay taxes, that you have a road to drive on, you know. You think about, you know, roads are mowed. You know, think about all the things that your tax dollars do go to and try to find time to be thankful for that. Your siblings, be thankful that at least the house is not just dead silent all the time, okay? Go ahead. We got it. The sides of the road are mowed. All right.
Did you start mowing roads too?
No. We're gonna pray and then we're gonna get out of here, okay?